Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is taken from our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 11. Well, on the grounds of this Midwestern church, there stood a linden tree. Now, linden tree, it's actually, a linden is just another name for what's called a lime tree in England. It has nothing to do with fruit, but it's just a big, huge tree, and they can grow it anywhere between 65 feet and higher, up to 100 and beyond. It's a nice flowering tree in the spring. Well, this particular tree was huge. It was outside the church there. And then one summer, well, came this ferocious windstorm. Turns out, this tree blew over. And what they found was, is that on the inside of this tree, well, it had become rotten and hollowed out and wasn't as strong. Consequently, fell over. And all the board of properties there at this church went out there and took a chainsaw to it, and cut it down there until there was just 2-inch stump left in the ground. Well, the next year, well, they found there in the spring something starting to grow out of that. A little shoot popped out of what they thought was a dead tree. And so for them, well, it became a symbol. Symbol of new life, growth, those kinds of things, a new start that came out of this fallen tree. Well, our text here in Isaiah describes a stump, the stump of Jesse. But this isn't talking about a literal stump here, but rather it's a figurative one. And what it is this stump here, it's talking about the dynasty of kings that came from Jesse, the father of the great King David. Now out of this here, it's talking about, again, the dynasty here. And following David, well, the monarchy there grew. It was strong up until a certain point in which, well, it too fell. In 587 BC, it's when Nebuchadnezzar came in and camped outside of Israel. And after 2 years of, you know, being outside of Jerusalem, well, it fell. It fell as a direct result of what? When God was wanting to punish the people there, well, he'd send in other armies. What was happening here was that what caused it to fall, the monarchy to fall, well, it was sin and unbelief. And so whenever that happens, God sends them in. So what happened here? Well, for almost 600 years after this, there was no legitimate king of the line of David that sat on the throne. But Isaiah, though, had prophesied that there would be a day in which a shoot would rise from the stump of Jesse, that there would be another king that would come. For he says there, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. What was happening here is that God's promising that even though Judah fell there in 587 BC, there would still be somebody who would come from David's line, who would come and reign. You see, this stump would not be dormant. It might take a long time before it would get there, but over time, one did come. The branch itself did bear fruit, and this promise of a restored kingdom came to be. Now, the Hebrew word here for branch, well, is Nezer, N-E-Z-E-R. Now, that would refer there to the one who is to come. It's not talking about a literal branch here, but rather it's referring to a person. So, this branch is the name of one to come, the name of the promise, the one that God had made. Now, as we go forward here and look at the next few verses there in Isaiah in our text this evening, we would find here that this one who's to come, who's being anointed, this chosen one, would be what? Anointed, not with oil, but rather the Spirit of God would be upon him. And so he talks about how he would have the Spirit of God with wisdom and understanding and power and righteousness, justice and faithfulness. You see, the previous kings there of Judah, they failed to have this. That was not part of them. It was sin at their core, and so they were not the Nezer, the branch that was to come. But in verse 5 there, Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Here again, this shoot would come. The one who would come would bring hope, hope to the people. It'd be a signal to all, as the last verse there in our lesson for this evening describes. In that day, okay, in that day, that's always biblical words there for in the future. So in the future there, in that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Now what's interesting here is Isaiah is predicting this. He's talking about the nations coming in. And this is just not for Israel. Whenever you refer to the nations, that's everybody outside of Israel. Even they too will come and inquire of this righteous branch. See, even Isaiah here is talking about how the one to come will be for all people and not just Israel. So here, Isaiah was the one, the first one there, to talk about this branch, the one who would come. And then we have, about 100 years later, Jeremiah. And he puts it this way. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. And then 100 years after him, Zechariah. He too speaks about how the branch would restore the kingdom of God. And then that's it. Got another 500 years here before that branch would come. And that's where we learn that this one who would come, well, he's going to be born where? In Bethlehem. All right? The city of David. So there's our connection. But as it happened here, well, while he was still a toddler there, Jesus, is he, well, what happened after a couple of years? Well, they took off to Egypt to make sure that he wouldn't be killed by the illegitimate king, Herod. Herod was an Edomian, meaning he was from Edom. Had nothing to do, was not of the line of David. So that's why I call him out, even though he was King Herod at the time, he's not of the line of David. Not a legitimate king in that sense. But here he goes off to Egypt, grows up. Dad finds out, well, hey, Herod dies, and so they're going to go back to Bethlehem. But then they find out that a descendant of Herod is there on the throne there in Jerusalem. So he's like, oh, he can't go there. So Holy Spirit sends him on up to Nazareth, up in Galilee. Now, what's interesting here is that Jesus is up there, and he's going to be called a Nazarene. Now, you can't find anything in Scripture there about how he's going to be called Nazarene. There's nothing there in the Old Testament that speaks about it. But something to keep in mind here. The Hebrew language basically only had consonants in it. So when you spelled a word, you just used the consonants. And by reading that there, as you're coming across the letters there, then people would automatically understand what vowels you stuck with it. It wasn't until 1000 A.D., that the Masoretic priests went back in there and they put these little bars and dots and stuff like that to be the vowels. Now, why do I say that? Well, the root word for Nazareth is N-Z-R. Not any different than the branch, which is Nezer. N-Z-R. So we have this connection here that Jesus, the branch, would come from Nazareth. And here we are. He's the one who would restore then this line of David. You see, Jesus would be the one whose reign would never end. See, his kingdom is the one that Jesus talked about. Go around, the kingdom of God is at hand. And so here he would be the one, as was prophesied, was told to his mom, his kingdom will have no end. And he will reign on the house, on the throne of his father David, forever and ever. So here we have this sneezer, this branch, to come. But But yet as you go back to Isaiah, and you find out a little bit more about him, go to chapter 53. For there we find, as he says there, verse 2, that he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. Talking about the suffering servant. The suffering servant will be this same Messiah, this same branch. And there we find what? That he would be the one who would be delivered over to be punished. Isaiah says there in chapter 53, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. It's interesting, as Jesus hung upon the tree. There he was nailed to that tree and died. And it would seem that this branch, it too was cut down. All hope gone. But 3 days later, what happened? Jesus rose from the grave alive, giving us hope. You see, life came from that which was dead. That branch from Jesse's line. After 500 years, after the last prophet said something about the branch to come, the root of Jesse, he was there. Because Jesus was of the line of David. It's fascinating when you start to look at all of these things about how things get connected and how the prophecies get connected and see their fulfillment there with Jesus. For you see, it was 2,000 years ago for you and I that this righteous branch rose from the grave alive, giving us that hope. So that we who believe would have the very same hope, have the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting with the Nezer, with the branch, with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.